This month marks two important anniversaries in the Czech Republic. It's 30 years since the release of the Charter 77 Human Rights Declaration, and also the 30th anniversary of the so-called Anti-Charter, the response of the communist regime. Thousands of artists, musicians and writers signed a petition dismissing the Charter 77 signatories as dropouts and traitors. So how do the people who signed this document feel 30 years on? Rob Cameron has been finding out.
Charter 77 was an attempt to show that Czechoslovakia's communist regime was failing to respect fundamental human rights. The regime's response, later dubbed the Anti-Charter, was an attempt to isolate and discredit the tiny group of dissidents who had created Charter 77. The authorities gathered thousands of signatures, including that of Mikhail Prokop, a well-known rock musician. Mikhail Prokop knew several of the Charter 77 signatories personally. He was close friends with actor Pavel Landowski and had met Václav Havel. But as he told me earlier by telephone, he didn't pay too much attention to what he was...
As musicians who worked for an agency, we were always being sent to various meetings where someone would lecture us about something or other. We saw them as a necessary evil. Sometimes we went because we were being watched and had to go. Otherwise, they wouldn't have let us carry on playing. So when this thing happened, I just took it as another boring meeting. I had no idea we were going to be asked to sign something which would become so important.
The official anti-charter campaign culminated at the end of January with televised meetings at Prague's National Theatre and the Theatre of Music, where some 9,000 figures from Czechoslovakia's cultural scene publicly denounced Charter 77. They included Jan Verich, one of the country's best-loved actors, and Karel Gott, Czechoslovakia's most successful pop star. The moment he saw the footage, says Mikhail Prokop, just what he had done began to sink in.
It wasn't until later that evening, when I saw it on TV, when I saw exactly what it was that I had signed and how it was being used, that I realized for the first time what a terrible thing I'd done. I have to admit, I'm still ashamed of it to this day. When me and some of my friends watched it on TV that evening, and some of them are now very well-known people in the music business, well, some of the women burst into tears. It certainly wasn't a very pleasant feeling, I can tell you.
Mikhail Prokop told me he's still troubled by his ignorance and naivety all those years ago. But he also hopes that what he's done since 1989, he was an MP in the 1990s, has gone some way at least to making up for the mistakes of the past.
It wasn't until 1989, when I started signing those petitions for the release of Václav Havel, when I managed to find the courage inside myself, and when the regime collapsed in a matter of days, that I suddenly realized that all along the worst thing had been the sense of fear. It was the kind of fear that made people do things that they probably didn't have to do, but they did them because they thought there was no other choice.
Musician Mikhail Prokop, ending that report there by Rob Cameron.